In 2014, Discovery Channel promoted what it claimed would be one of the most extraordinary television events in its history, Eaten Alive. The special was marketed as a real-life experiment in which naturalist and filmmaker Paul Rosalie would be swallowed whole by an anaconda while wearing a specially designed protective suit, only to later emerge unharmed. The premise was so audacious that it seemed to straddle the line between science and spectacle, and the title alone was enough to spark curiosity and controversy. But when the program finally aired, the reality was far less dramatic than the hype, and Eaten Alive quickly became one of television's most ridiculed misfires. This is TV Casualty, Eaten Alive. Leading up to the broadcast, Discovery Channel built anticipation with sensational trailers and headlines that made it sound like viewers would actually witness a man being consumed by one of nature's most powerful predators. Rosalie, an experienced wildlife conservationist, justified the stunt as an awareness campaign meant to draw attention to the destruction of the Amazon rainforest and the importance of protecting the anaconda's habitat. The idea was that by pushing the limits of human endurance and fear, the show would bring mainstream attention to environmental issues that rarely captured a primetime audience. The problem was that the promise at the heart of the show, the idea of someone being eaten alive, was never fulfilled. When Eaten Alive aired, viewers discovered that Rosalie was never fully swallowed by the snake. The much-touted sequence ended abruptly when he called off the attempt out of concern for his safety, citing intense pressure on his arm and chest. The snake, visibly distressed, was then removed from the situation unharmed, but the event itself fell far short of the spectacle audiences were led to expect. Reaction to the broadcast was swift and unforgiving. Social media erupted with complaints and mockery, as many felt duped by Discovery Channel's misleading marketing. Viewers accused the network of clickbait sensationalism, arguing that it prioritized shock value over genuine science or storytelling. Critics lambasted the show as a cynical publicity stunt that undermined the credibility of both Rosalie and the Discovery brand. What was supposed to be an unforgettable television moment became an exercise in disappointment and embarrassment. Animal rights groups also condemned the production, criticizing it for exploiting the snake and trivializing wildlife conservation in the name of entertainment. Organizations such as PETA accused the show of promoting animal cruelty and sensationalism under the guise of education. Even those sympathetic to Rosalie's stated mission felt the project had backfired spectacularly, turning what could have been a thought-provoking documentary into a punchline. From a production standpoint, Eaten Alive was emblematic of a broader trend at Discovery during the 2010s, when the network shifted away from its educational roots toward more reality-based, attention-grabbing programming. It came at a time when Discovery's reputation was already being questioned due to shows like Megalodon, The Monster Shark Lives, and Shark of Darkness, both of which blurred the line between fact and fiction. Eaten Alive pushed that credibility crisis even further, making audiences wonder if Discovery had abandoned its commitment to authenticity altogether. After the backlash, Discovery tried to reframe the special as a conservation effort rather than a failed stunt, emphasizing Rosalie's dedication to protecting the rainforest. But by then, the damage was done. The narrative had already shifted from environmental message to television fiasco. The special's poor reception and public ridicule marked the end of Discovery's experiment with shock-driven event programming. In the end, Eaten Alive wasn't just a failed TV event. It became a symbol of how far networks would go in pursuit of ratings. What could have been a fascinating look at the Amazon ecosystem was overshadowed by the spectacle of a man trying and failing to be swallowed by a snake. The show's legacy is not one of courage or conservation, but of overhyped television promising the impossible and delivering little more than a collective groan from its audience.